Hello and welcome to the Adam Friedland Show, week of 9/11, September 11th. I'm sure there's a lot of funny stuff to say about that. Adam is away in Greece, and so replacing him as the host of the Adam Friedland Show will be Jordan Jensen this week. We should get some, these cameras should have some way to do, like, we could do, like, fireworks.
On the cameras?
Yeah, with the switcher. You can hit the button on there and be like, bow, or whatever.
Like a noise? Like, bow, bow.
Yeah, you could add the noise. You could add, I also want the lower, like the, you know, when somebody's saying something, their name kind of comes up again. And I always love that on the news, when there's somebody talking, and they're like, well, you know, the situation is more complex than it appears, you know, at the outset, and then their name kind of comes up, like, Steve Dickhead.
Yeah.
Analyst for the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Chiron, that's what they call it.
Analyst.
Yeah.
Analyst.
I've always wanted to, I don't know how you would do it, but you get like a heavyset Chinese lady and you interview her for something.
Rare, hard to find.
Find the heavyset Chinese lady that does anything.
Yeah.
And then you set up a news program and you interview her and ask her to talk about whatever the thing is. You shoot the interview and afterwards you add the thing that just, while she's talking, it just pops up and we'll give her a name, and it's her first name will be M-U, and her last name will be C-A-O.
C-A-O.
Yeah, so it's like a movie.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. The author, you know, whatever the thing is. You know. And then when she gets mad, you'd be like, I thought that was your name.
Yeah.
I had no idea that.
And she's like, it's Anna. My name's Anna.
I thought it was Moo Cow. I'm terribly sorry. You know, with all this new equipment, it's, you know, there's just a lot of.
Why Chinese? Because you could do Himalayan. You could find a big fat Himalayan lady.
Yeah, certainly. It's because Moo Cow is.
I know.
It looks like Chinese.
I just don't know if they exist.
It looks like anglicized Chinese. But we're moving away from stuff like that on the Adam Friedland Show.
What are we moving towards?
I don't know. I don't really. I destroyed my personality with 6 years of podcasting. So I don't.
It's crazy.
I feel like I used to have things to talk about, and now it's always like.
You were prompted.
Yeah, I was like, who's the stinkiest type of people these days? I don't have real thoughts anymore.
Have you asked ChatGPT any of these questions?
I think the ChatGPT phase is over.
I went deep into it to try and find racial things.
I think comedians, you're like me. I mean, comedians get into things way too late and then they get excited about them.
Yeah.
It's like they're in like cultural jail for some reason.
Oh, are they really?
Comedians.
Oh, we are. Yeah, totally.
And then they get out and they're like, oh my God, have you heard about AOL Instant Messenger?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, yeah, ChatGPT.
Well, I knew about ChatGPT and I've been using it because everything I write to my managers to pitch for things is like a manic 4 a.m. like, blah, 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 and none of the punctuation, and I give it to ChatGPT and I write,
oh, fix it.
Make this a normal person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they do. But then I started being like, which race is the smartest?
Yeah.
Which race is the fastest?
It won't tell you.
It won't tell you.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically useless.
Completely useless.
As a writing tool.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I want.
Yeah.
I want the truth.
No, I'm way behind on everything. I still now go around and I tell people like enthusiastically about electric toothbrushes.
Yeah. Do you like them?
I think I'm back out on them. I got one, even though right now I got a toothache on this side and a giant fucking canker sore in my tongue on the other side.
You could probably do Japanese voice for the rest of the show and get away with it with that.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing just all feels kind of weird and mushy.
Yeah, you have a Jeff Bridges thing going on?
In Hell or High Water, he does that for some reason. I don't know why he does that.
No, he does it in Old Dog too.
Yeah, what is it?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, but maybe that's the only way you can do a Texas accent or something. I don't know why he does it.
It's like there's a little bit of cud that he's currently chewing in here. Yeah. It's a little cud.
Yeah, no, he's like doing myth. And then,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you just bite the tip of your tongue, but with an underbite, it's what he's doing. Yeah, ooh, yeah. I don't know why he does it. And you're right, it is very distracting. Anytime I think about that movie, I'm like, what the fuck was he doing with his mouth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe that was going on a little
bit. Maybe that was something that, like, you know, they gave him the script And he's sitting in Malibu wearing like linen shorts and then seven scarves.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's meeting with the director, and he's like, I was thinking my character maybe has
a tiny little.
he was abducted by aliens, and they put a
little grain of sand here. He's gonna hold on to.
Well, they put a tooth that records all of his thoughts.
No, he does it in the Big Lebowski. He does it.
Sends it up into space. And I was thinking maybe that's part of the movie. And they're like,
you are well, doing it.
He's like, what? They're like, maybe. He's like, let me tell you this. Either that's part of the movie or I'm not doing it. And then they're like, okay, sure, that's part of the movie. And in Hell or High Water, he has an alien receiver tooth.
You think it's especially worse than,
I
know,
I just
watched.
And then he showed up on set and he's like, well, I hope the aliens don't read my thoughts too much today. And they're like, you're killing it, Jeff.
Just in Old Dog, they have the young actor who plays him. They obviously were like, and it's really rough.
Yeah.
There's a little revolving thing. It's like going around, and so it's like a goat.
Yeah, it's always, well, it's what it looks like when you're like fishing out a canker sore. Yeah. And you're where the fuck are you? Yeah. Great movie, though. Hell or High Water. Everyone's mad at him now. Taylor Sheridan.
Why?
Well, I don't know if everyone's mad at him, but he, do you know who that is?
No.
He's the guy that wrote Hell or High Water. He may have directed it. I don't know. He also wrote Sicario.
Yeah.
And he wrote that show, created that show, Yellowstone.
And I've been watching a lot of that.
Yeah. So he created and he writes every episode.
And Tulsa. He must have made Tulsa. Did he make Tulsa?
I don't know. I think 1886.
Yeah, 1912.
1912, yeah. Or one of the year. I just made this point recently. I'd say avoid numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sounds racist no matter what.
100%.
Any collection of numbers is... Race.
Jewish.
Well, I don't know about Jewish. But
I feel like it's, whenever I hear numbers, I'm like, Nazis.
Oh, yeah, Jews. Exactly. Yeah. Right. I thought you were saying it sounds Jewish to you.
No, it sounds like death to Jews.
Maybe if there's a dollar sign in the front.
Right, right. Yeah.
Maybe it was 18 dot
point.
8.
Yeah.
Maybe if it was that, then yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to make those jokes while Adam's not here. I feel like it doesn't have a.
How are you not supposed to make those jokes?
I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm trying to clean up my act. I'm middle-aged now, which you disagree with.
You're not middle-aged. 45 is middle-aged. Don't show me that.
What do you mean I'm not middle-aged?
I just did Ashley Gavin's podcast. She got canceled for telling somebody in the audience to kill themselves.
I heard about that.
You should have her on. It was...
Which, why? Is she going to say the N-word?
Well, that's the thing is, she has the wokest constituents.
We don't do that anymore.
And I was having, I kept wanting to say the N-word, and I could not stop. I probably said the most horrendous things on that podcast, because her entire group of watchers are the most woke people. So, I mean, I was like, I don't think that black people should date white people. And she'd be like, I'm telling you about my traumatic event that just happened in my life.
Oh,
you should have her on.
Telling that person to kill themselves?
Yeah, but that's like a...
My favorite response to a heckler is, I get paid no matter what, so go ahead and ruin the show. I'll just get off and
I had a heckler attack. He had a trans girlfriend with him, and he was like, you piece of shit. Yeah, I was like, this is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
I said, porn. I was like thinking about porn, and I was like, it's funny, like you guys watch so many men come, like a lot, way more than I've ever seen in my life, which is a little gay. It's okay, but it's a little gay. And he flipped out and was like, so what if it's gay? I was like, it's not gay. I just think
was
it's
it
funny.
Jeff
Bridges? Huh?
So what the hell is gay?
Oh, the head movement.
When his friend dies in the movie, he's like, he starts making these weird, like, you remember that part? When the Latino guy's like, hell, don't worry about it. I'll get the shooter myself. Or you'll be a coward about it. I'll get him myself. Just bam, headshot. And then Jeff Bridges. See if I can find that scene. I'm like, what is he doing?
It is true. Yeah. Sometimes when he talks, he's doing that.
Yeah.
any romantic scene he's ever been in. He's like,
dude, I'm so retarded. I'm just typing in guy dies Helen Highwater. This is like everyone dies in the movie. I'm like, what's guy dies? Of course, first result, because really? The internet is made for guys like me.
I want to see Jeff Bridges crying.
No, I don't need three minutes and
let me see. I just watched this.
There's just one. There's two of them.
If they did, they got the smart one. This old boy's out of his mind. She slipped up this canyon and tumbled.
That's it. It's
that's
just
it. I distinctly remember it being more of
it's very dramatic.
Okay, whatever. Fuck me then. I shouldn't have looked it up.
Two, it's plenty. Two of him hovering over you. Oh, I've had sex with men who've whimpered like that.
That's awful.
It's really bad. I left immediately. I remember specifically the time. He was like, and I was like, and I called an Uber from the bed. It was like still inside me, and I was like, I have to go. Oh, yeah. It's here. Mm-hmm. Bad. He was also a face licker across the face. Mm-hmm. Crazy. You ever face licked?
No, this is all insane to me. That's why I don't fuck ever. It sounds disgusting to me, and I'm not a prude.
It is crazy.
I'm not a prude. I just don't, the whole process, it seems like when you accidentally put too much jelly on a PB&J.
Yeah, I like too much jelly.
I don't know. Sometimes there's too much jelly, and I'm like, this is disgusting.
I feel that way about cream cheese, but jelly, this you really can load it up.
I'm eating a dog's menstrual cycle. No. Right? This is what this tastes like to me.
I think it's a person's menstrual cycle, too.
Okay, so today's episode, God damn it, I'm not supposed to be doing that. Today's episode, let me get it. Today's episode of the Adam Friedland Show podcast is brought to you by Fume. Fume. No, Fume is pronounced...
Fume.
No, it's not Fume. It's Fume. We got in a lot of trouble a couple weeks ago because...
It has an ascot above it? What's an ascot?
An ascot's a little... it's like a little sweater.
It has
it's an umlaut.
Umlaut. Fume-laut. Yeah. It's Fume.
Yeah. Well, an umlaut, I guess, is not pronounced... If an umlaut had an umlaut, it would be umlaut.
Oh, but umlaut doesn't have an umlaut.
According to that, I think it's they put the umlaut on there, and that's not, I don't know, maybe a Norwegian person could give us, maybe if there's a Viking listening, they could give us some advices. But Fume is pronounced fume. It's this. You can just look. It's a video podcast here. There it is. Boop. Ginsburg, what do you think about getting just ditching these vintage lenses and getting stuff with like servo zooms, and we can do camera controls from in there?
Hey, you want to change the look of the show?
Yeah, I mean, fuck the show. That would save, you know, we'd save $1,500 an interview. Which,
why?
Well, because we wouldn't have to hire camera operators.
Oh.
Well, what we are doing, this is a fun update. Ginsburg broke the second camera.
Ginsburg.
That might be true.
Okay. So we had to replace it with, we were using, sorry. Today's episode is brought to you by Fume. And Fume is pronounced Fume. The intro. Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches. That's actually not true. It's disgusting, but there's a better way to break your bad habits. We're not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor, or use your own sarcastic example. I don't understand what that note means, but honestly, I don't, cold turkey, I think, does work in some situations.
I think it's actually the best way.
Certainly, there's certain situations where it's absolutely warranted.
It's necessary.
Like child pornography,
yes,
for example.
100%.
I don't think that's something you should wean yourself off of.
Yeah. Beating your kids in general.
I don't think maybe you should have just the pictures. I'm still looking at the same amount, but the pictures are getting small.
Yeah. I'm reducing the crop size. I'm just looking at a kid's left labia.
We're scaling them down. So I'm still looking at the same volume.
Yeah. But I'm turning the lights down in my house. I have them locked up.
The lower amplitudes. Now I have a telescope that every day I have an electron telescope that I look at 800 pictures of missing and exploited children through. That's not the way you want to do it with that. You just quit. You just stop. Quit.
But with this, you could.
But there's a lot of stuff. There's something, and we have to allude to it. There's a certain hand-to-mouth habit that a lot of people have, right? That's where everyone's mind goes immediately when you use those words. But according to the laws of, I guess, Norway or whatever Nazi country uses the umlaut, you have to refer to this as a device for building better habits, I guess. And I'll just show you what it is, because that's the easiest way to take a look at this thing. Jordan, you can try this out. Keep in mind, Adam has had his mouth on this.
Oof.
So
I'll get sick probably, immediately. Yeah, I'm sick already just being in a room that he's
been in. Boogers and dandruff all over the mouth.
It's just thick.
Yeah, it's what it is it's this little metal tube. It's got some heft to it. Feel it. It feels nice in your hands.
Yeah, it's a good weight. This is a good feeling, too. It's almost a
fidget
spinner.
That's part of the design.
Really?
Because it addresses both an oral and finger fixation.
No, it opens and closes.
It does, but it's designed with that kind of click to it. They specifically said that because we pointed that out. Nothing's in there.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe it's...
Are you supposed to put something in there?
You put these things in there, these little...
Put a new one in.
Which one is this? I don't know. They gave us a
it says one of his boogers.
A couple of these flavors. We only tried it. I don't like fruit.
Maple...
I want one that's like
maple pepper.
Yeah,
maple
I was looking for more of like a woodland kind of.
How could you get more woodland than maple pepper?
Because that was in there. You know what? I'm gonna try the raspberry lemon because that's different. Anyways, you take this fume thing, you pull it out. It's like a little and this 007 is fucking. You put this fucking shit in here. I mean, it's quite obvious, you fucking asshole. You'd come down here once a week. You're like, what's all this shit? Get a life! I'm working! Why isn't he ever... He's just nice. He's in the Q.
Who's Q?
Q's the guy down in the lab that makes all the shit.
Oh.
James Bond comes down there. He's like, what the fuck is this garbage? And he's like, my job? What do you mean, what is this?
You come down here once. You come down here once.
Just
a week.
Bust my balls.
He doesn't
and then
have
what?
Any windows.
Go fuck like a 12-year-old in Panama.
Is that Batman?
Yeah, you piece of shit. You misogynist piece of shit. One day the world's gonna catch up to you, James Bond.
And you're gonna be played by a black man.
And I will, in a roundabout way, become the hero, the no pussy getting guy, the coward
who gets to retroactively define
himself as a feminist.
Is Q the?
Huh?
Is Q ever played by Shaun of the Dead guy? Is that a real thing?
Maybe, yeah.
Like redhead?
So. That sounds right. Anyways, Fume, as designed by James Bond's Q. Look, it's got this little spring in here. It's kind of nice. You ever load a magazine?
No.
You ever shoot a gun?
I'm scared of guns that I'm going to turn it on my own face.
It kind of has that same kind of feeling to it.
Remember we were trying to shoot your gun into our mouths and we knew it wasn't loaded, but it was still hard to do? Where is that thing?
I had no problem doing it. I disassembled it. The trigger got loose, and then I wanted to just replace the spring. And then Dave moved the parts.
It's always somebody else doing something.
Well, it's not me. I fully admit when I fuck up. There's a lot of things I've broken around here.
But not the camera.
Not the camera. Certainly wasn't me. I was busy acting.
Let me try it.
Fume. Yeah. So, but the point of this, so it is like a fidget spinner, this clicky thing, but it also changes that hole. It makes it tighter. So you get a tighter pull. Because when we first opened this thing and it was wide open, and you pull on it and it's like, oh, that's fucking weird. And I guess that's for people that like just sucking air directly into their lungs, which is weird. Yeah. I don't know who that
might be. That
I mean, maybe if you're like French or something, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you choke it down, and then it has like some drag to it, and then you can.
But there's nothing harmful in it. There's nothing addictive.
No, there's nothing in it.
It's just for the oral fixation.
Yeah.
But no smoke just came out of your mouth.
Nothing. It's just flavored air. Yeah, do it.
But there's no...
There's nothing. Yeah, it's just flavored. It just adds flavor to the air.
Like if I was chewing a piece of gum and also breathing.
Yeah.
Mint in my mouth, breathing.
But through a tube. If you chewed up a piece of gum and put it in a tube and then breathe through it.
There's nothing coming out. It feels silly to even exhale in an irregular way.
Yeah, well, it's a good product, and I...
Sorry.
Would not suggest otherwise.
This is really satisfying.
We got fucking James Bond over here. It's yeah, then just
ooh, this is
then
even
just
nice.
Click the pen and fuck off. You don't. Anyways, you get it. Instead of bad, fume is good. Instead of electronics, it's completely natural. Instead of vapor, it uses flavored air. And instead of harmful chemicals, it uses all natural, delicious flavors.
You're just watching James Bond be like, it's pretty disrespectful to this guy.
Yeah, no, he's an asshole across the board. That's why the Sean Connery ones are the best, because Sean Connery is also kind of an idiot.
Yeah.
So he's like, it's that era is more like, it's like, this guy only has his job because he's tall. It's not like he's smart.
Is he tall?
Yeah, he's like 6'4".
I thought he only had his job because he was... And people like that about him.
What, he had a Scottish accent?
And a speech impediment.
Yeah. That's just what Scottish people sound like.
No.
Sean
Connery.
You listen to some of those Scottish people. I mean,
every word he says, every syllable is with an R.
Yes. Yes, it is. Everyone can do Sean Connery.
Okay, but your face transforms micro in micro ways into a different person.
That's what acting is.
Can you do it quickly?
Huh?
Can you do it quickly? Go back to Jeff Bridges. I think Jeff Bridges can move into... What's his name? What's the other guy?
Oh, Robert De Niro.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is quite different.
It's pretty different, you know, I don't know. Anyways, talk personally how you weren't sure what to expect. I feel like I already did that.
You expected smoke, you didn't get any.
What's that? You can't say any of that stuff.
Can't say the word smoke?
I don't really know what I was expecting, to be quite honest with you. I just trusted you that it was what it was, and it's...
Did they describe it as an air flavor?
Yeah, I gotta reset this setting here because I like a tough pull.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah, it's flavored air. Yeah, it's nice. So, anyways, look, and this is what's important. Stopping something is we all put off because it's hard, but switching to fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers. And has thousands of success stories, and there's no reason that can't be you. That's a little confusing. That makes it sound like you could have 100,000 customers and thousands of success
stories. There's no reason it can't
be
you.
Which, let's make it clear, you can't do that.
You also can't become one of those devices.
Exactly.
If you're a person,
you can use this to stop bad habits that you might, or switch to a new habit that's all natural and might help you. Or at the very least, you got something to do this with. Certainly while waiting in the reception area at the urologist.
Where people are really stressed out and waiting to find out their results.
I had to go to a Chinese urologist once, and it was a room full of elderly Chinese people holding their piss. like a tea ceremony, like a little piss tea ceremony.
Really? They were just holding their little hot cups?
Yeah,
I had to pee in a hot cup the other day and stuff it full of pregnancy tests because my friend was on Coke and... I said I was dizzy, and she was like, you're pregnant, pee in this cup. Nurses do a lot of coke.
Really?
Yeah, they're party girls, sluts.
I'm coke-free. Anyways, join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the Journey Pack today, which you see here scattered across the floor. You get one of these, and a handful of flavors, and yeah, I don't know. Oh, cleaning kit, that comes in there also. But anyways, yeah, I like it.
See, how are you going to exhale now? Regular? See, you did just breathe out a bit. Try just doing it and now just going back to waking life without it.
No, I didn't breathe out anything. I mean...
But you did by habit.
Huh?
I think the way to do it, pull it and then just like start talking to me. Don't breathe out weird.
Oh, you know what? That is the way to do it.
That is the way to do it. Because when you exhale, you feel silly. When you go like this.
But that's part of, actually, yeah, that, okay. Yeah, I didn't, wow, that's exactly how to do it. Yeah, that feels a lot better. You know what actually would be really good? Because I think a lot of, for this in particular, I think a lot of like, you know, the fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Half the appeal, they think it's like people with like some kind of fixation. I think it's mostly just people that like being annoying.
Yeah, totally.
So if this had like you could breathe in and then like Kazoo a really out. Annoying whistle.
Yeah.
Like, like just, but you know.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. Maybe there's a way I could modify this to add like yeah, like a whistle or something.
Blowing it. I bet if you make that hole tight enough, it'll whistle.
It looks like a little duck call.
I had one of those. Those are cool.
Yeah, so anyways, join Fume.
Let me touch
and
it.
Picking up the Journey Pack today, head to tryfume.com. That's TRYFUM.com and use code TAFS to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. That's TRYFUM.com. And use code TAFS to save an additional 10% off your order today. Tryfume.com/TAFS and use code TAFS. These are all things not to say. I think I...
It does feel nice.
Yeah. Yep, okay. I think I nailed it all. Okay, great.
Little magnet pull. Ooh.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It does make me want to go get a like a duck call or a crow whistle.
It makes me want to get something to fix an instrument. I'd like to fix an organ.
The older I get, which is old now, I guess my entire adult life is just I've had this fantasy of just working at like some kind of
Radio Shack.
No, like a nature preserve.
Yeah.
Where, you know, they bring field trips and then you're like, yeah, look, see these plants. You know everything about the plants, and you take them out in the woods, and then you make them play capture the flag in the woods, and they have to take it seriously. Yeah, but then it's also about the flora and fauna, and then we have like you know like there's wildlife, like injured wildlife that lesbians take care of.
Yeah,
and I'm on speaking terms with the wildlife, and I'd be like, oh,
and the lesbians,
and well, yeah, but it's sort of like
they each have names. Sort of like that's David, and it's like a raccoon who's like.
It's like a Wicker Man sort of situation between me and the...
Have you seen the original Wicker Man?
No.
It is Midsommar. Midsommar just ripped that entire movie off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, crazy. But you could do that. You could have kids. There's a thing called Cayuga Nature Camp that I went to growing up, where it was like a ropes course, animals, you know, you can eat this, can't eat that. Really good. You could do that.
A zip line.
Zip line. We ziplined.
Cool. A zip line that goes through the birds' cages.
Yeah, so and you can kick them.
You can pet them real quick, but only for a second.
We had the owl it makes
the birds. Yeah, it makes the birds uncomfortable.
I figure, I don't think
a happy medium is just 2 seconds of a child swinging through at 60 miles per hour through the cage.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but a prolonged, you know.
It's not a zoo.
Yeah, right, exactly. A petting zoo.
I think you could make that happen. I think you could also just have kids in a big backyard and make them go through.
I don't actually want to do any of that shit. I don't even clean my apartment.
Yeah, but that's different.
There's a lot of things I could do. Sometimes I've had like a decent amount of success, and I have a lot of things that were like at one point in my life, even 6 years ago, were like, oh man, if I could have that, like, you know, which is just like a nice TV and PlayStation 5.
Mm-hmm.
And like a squat rack in my apartment.
Squat rack would be good. I think about that all the time.
I have really? A squat rack in my apartment.
That's what I want.
And then during COVID, I was using it. And now it's like, now that's just, I think, destroying the building. Like, I don't know what.
Like you're pushing.
No, it's just the weight of it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, because it has all the weights that you can add to it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's probably about... I overestimated how strong I would get during COVID. Yeah. So there's about 4,200 pounds of
weight. My God. No. What? Oh.
No, I'm fucking kidding.
I don't know. What would that be, a car?
Yeah, I mean, more than a car, yeah.
How much is a car?
It's like a car and a half. Yeah. If I thought I was, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I wanted a horse, and then I just realized I was
able to squat about 3,000 pounds raw to depth.
Well, I just didn't know if cumulatively all the weights together.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably be able to.
We're gonna be able to lift a lot of weight by the end of this. We're gonna be inside. Man, I just heard these piece of shit kids walking today, and they were talking about, they were like, I can't believe we ever trusted Johnson & Johnson to give us the vaccine. I don't even buy their products anymore. And I was so mad.
Well, Zoomers aren't using Band-Aids.
Who?
Zoomers.
Who's a Zoomer?
Like the generation after us.
Z? Gen Z?
Gen Z, yeah, Zoomers.
Why don't they use Band-Aids?
I don't know. It's like a Zoomer thing.
Oh, because they're white? Band-Aids are white and they're...
Maybe it has something to do with that. I guess you would want to ask Hassan. Next time you ask him why he hasn't done the show, why all these Zoomers aren't using Band-Aids, but that's like a whole Zoomer thing. It's like a TikTok trend. It's like...
They're just bleeding?
Yeah, exactly. They're like, look, they show off. They do like TikTok videos. They're like the first frame, got cut. Second frame, Band-Aids. Third frame, I don't think so. And then it's just them like in school with blood all over their fucking like paperwork.
What?
Yeah. All their homework's got blood because they just don't use, it's like cool to not use Band-Aids, I guess.
I mean, growing up, it was cool to not use Band-Aids. I remember that.
Yeah.
Right?
No, they had cool Band-Aids. They had like skull.
Oh, yeah, when you're really little. But I remember being older.
Gay, and just... You had to be using a skull Band-Aid. You get like a Batman Band-Aid.
I think
that's
fucking
lame, dude. I said, Give me the fucking paper cut of the office Band-Aid. I want the first aid kit from CVS.
The white Band-Aid.
The regular.
Remember the nice rubber Band-Aids that were like a little puffy? They weren't rubber, but they were like, they weren't, there was like the fabric ones.
Oh, the padded one.
Yeah, the padded ones were nice.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm thinking back and I don't remember Band-Aids ever working very well at all.
No.
I guess I just got a lot of paper cuts, so they're always been on the tip of my finger and they just fall off.
I remember being in the pool and like making the decision, being like, I am a bad person.
Yeah,
just
right.
Letting
just
it go.
Leaving it.
And just being
pool.
Like, this is the kind of person I am.
Yeah. I remember being in a pool when I was a kid and somebody, it was like a outdoor neighborhood pool and a child had shit in the pool.
Yeah.
And it must have been one of the dog days of summer because there was like, I mean, this pool couldn't have been more packed and there were so many people around the pool while the lifeguard just had that like long pole.
Shit fisher.
Yeah, that big, like that giant net on the 18-foot pole, just like.
With a net?
I'm a child, so in my mind, there's 7,000 people here.
Yeah.
While this guy's like, can you imagine having to watch this guy fish your turd that's ruined the summer?
I think that would make my summer. Yeah. I shit in the lake once, and I thought it would sink.
No, why would it floated sink?
I saw Jackass, and they were jerking off those sea cucumbers, and I was like, "Those are at the bottom, so shit will go to the bottom." And I shit. I had to shit so bad.
So this is when you were an adult,
like 13.
Oh, all right.
And my dad was banging this woman in a tent, and I really needed to shit, but I had to get him in order to shit.
Why?
So then I shit in the lake. I don't know. So then I shit in the lake, and it floated right up by my head. I was shocked. I must have been like 8, not 13.
Yeah.
But Jackass was out when we were 8. Maybe not you. You're really, really old.
Yeah, I was 27 when Jackass came out. Yeah. Speaking of Jackasses, if you like online sports betting, you should check out MyBookie.ag, our other sponsor. Longtime sponsor. This is an old friend of ours, MyBookie.ag. Never done wrong by us here at the Adam Friedland Show, but we have done wrong by them, and we'd like to apologize. We cut a read way too short a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
And didn't have the copy. I felt terrible about it.
Were they upset with you?
It's all about building relationships with people that I've spoken to over email 3 times.
I don't do the ads. I leave and I hear Ian downstairs being like, "Hey, are you a little man who needs help being a big man?" He loves it.
Yeah.
He doesn't even tell me. He doesn't even say, "Do you want to do the ads with me?"
Yeah.
I go upstairs and I hear him downstairs clapping his little bare feet together with joy.
Right. He puts on big Mickey Mouse gloves.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's stamps.com. Oh, my God, wow. As a better, you demand perfection, and my bookie delivers. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options to bet and win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit, cash out early and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Join the MyBookie family for an entire season filled with odds, boosts, free bets, and super contests. All right, now this is the important thing, because this is new. This season, MyBookie has a NSA, no strings attached, cash bonus that lets you deposit and withdraw quick. Use promo code TAFS on a deposit of $50 or more, and you can receive up to $200 in cash instantly to your MyBookie account. Bet your deposit amount once, and you're ready to cash out at any time. Again, that's promo code TAFS to claim your cash deposit bonus. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. So that means put in $50, they give you $200. As long as you bet that initial $50, you can take the $200 out.
I don't know what you're saying at all. Somebody was saying numbers. DeStefano was using numbers to tell me what to tell my agents about getting deals, and it was crazy how quickly I lost him. And then I realized I was losing Chris DeStefano, and I was like, I think I might be retarded.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess. Ask me something about numbers.
Well, it's funny because comedians make no money for so long.
No money.
And then the business now is this thing where you go from making no money for 20 years, and then suddenly you can make $1 million in a year doing stand-up, like off one internet success.
And then what do people do? They just buy like light wash tight jeans. That's what a lot
your
of comedians
get
are
smaller.
Doing.
Yeah, they get pre-torn jeans.
Yeah.
Like working out in a way that just sort of makes you like just red. You're not even bigger.
Yeah, just only working out the neck, uh-huh. It seems.
Yeah, not me.
Do you go to Equinox?
No.
You quit?
Yeah, a long time ago.
So what do you do now?
And I didn't even want to go to Equinox. Adam tricked me into signing up for Equinox.
I know, I almost got tricked today. They call you. If you even sniff the Equinox page, they call you.
Well, real quick, bet your deposit amount once you're ready to cash out anytime. Again, that's promo code TAFS to claim your cash deposit bonus. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. That's only with MyBookie. There's cool stuff you can bet on there. Cool. Are we going to get more information on Larry Sinclair soon?
Who's Larry Sinclair? I'm sorry.
It's funny. He was like the first kind of like Fox, where like conservative media was like, let's just run any story, any accusation.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And that's what's funny is because they kind of started it and then like Me Too happened. They're like, what happened to a court of law? And it's like a year ago you were put on the TV that Barack Obama got his dick sucked by a limousine for a crack.
Yeah.
What do you mean what happened to we don't need to air things out in the court of public opinion? Like, okay, so we're supposed to believe 50 actresses that said that Harvey Weinstein raped them without the police being involved.
Yeah, but meanwhile, there's a kid who's also bred with a bat.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton took a dump in an 8-year-old's pussy. And we have a schizophrenic man I met at McDonald's on to elaborate the accusation. But Larry Sinclair was he was sort of like the first guy. He was like back in... I think it was 2008. He was like, I sucked Barack Obama's dick in a limousine.
Wait, he's found somebody who did.
No, Larry Sinclair claims that he blew Barack Obama in a limousine.
Just a guy? This is the guy recently.
Well, this all happened in 2008. Yes. And then he was recently on Tucker Carlson's show. And I don't know
why.
Who cares
if Obama got blown? Doesn't that make it more of
my favorite?
Oh, he said Obama blew him.
No, he said he sucked Obama's dick.
Oh, that's fine.
And while Obama was high on cocaine, but the funniest part of the story to me always was that it was in a limousine, because it's like, so, okay, where was Obama going to prom?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Yeah. Obviously in a limousine.
Yeah, and also nobody's dick can get hard on coke. That's just we all know that.
Well, you can if you're the senator from Illinois, I guess.
Yeah, BlueChew.com.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way to test. I mean, if Barack Obama really wants to prove his innocence in the Larry Sinclair case, right, exactly. We'll do coke. We'll give him coke publicly and pull his pants down and tickle his balls with a feather. And if he develops
an
erection.
Bring in a hot, mannish black lady.
Well, guess who's reopening the Benghazi fucking...
You notice that those muscle builder ladies all are in blackface?
Well, the spray tanning, you mean?
Yeah, but it gets dark.
Yeah, yeah. No, they get super dark for the contest.
But that's okay. Oh, because it shows their definition? It's black. Yeah, yeah. They look black.
They do.
I thought they were all black.
No. They look golden to me.
I was happy when I found out some white girls could get that big. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, they're all on, like, steroids.
Yeah, I saw an old lady on the tram at the airport, and she had like the hair pulled back, and it was like she had like three strands left. She was like 60 and just jacked, and everybody was staring at her to the point where I was like, leave it alone. It is in whatever she was, but it was crazy. Yeah. Never seen anything like it. An old jacked, just fake boobs under just a thin rawhide flesh, like you could just puncture it with your nail and some wizard marble would fall out.
This sounds identical to you just describing a successful comedian. The same. It's like, wow, I hear you're doing theaters. Actually, you got the look.
I did go to LA recently and it felt insane. It felt insane not having plastic surgery. It felt like I was.
Really?
Did you just go
for like a general trip?
I was doing we'd run that new joke show in LA every other month. And then at the store. And then I was trying to get all these new bits. So I did the headline, the improv. And
oh, also real quick, I will be at the Wilbur Theater on Saturday. I think Friday is sold out. Saturday I will be there. Then I just got the advance today. I guess there's no opener book, so I got to book that.
Where is it?
Boston.
When is it?
This weekend.
Is it? What day?
Friday and Saturday.
Fuck.
One show each. You can do it if you want.
I took off Saturday, but I have four shows on Friday.
Where?
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Boston. You should get that guy. Who's that little wormy guy? Dan? Dan, come on.
Saint Germain?
No. He's like really funny. Really funny. He's got like glasses. He's kind of, you would love him.
Yeah.
Dan Bulger?
I have no idea, honestly. I mean, I don't hang out. Like, I got to get back. This is the last weekend. I'll do these shows and then I'm off the road indefinitely until I can write New Hour. I just got to sit with Steven and edit this fucking special. Steven's finally seen the footage.
You want to do new jokes at the Cellar? You should do that. It's the most fun.
Is it the same show I'm doing tomorrow?
No, that's our show at the Stand, but the Cellar has a new joke show on Mondays.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I got to start ramping that back up. There's other stuff.
Just do your come on, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, stand-up's not really a priority right now. It's like we have four interviews recorded, now five as of yesterday for the show, and then there's all this other stuff we have to shoot that's like has been tricky with strike considerations as far as like casting people goes. And then, just like, you know, being on the road basically nonstop until last month, and then...
I should take time off. I didn't even think about doing that. I have a half hour coming out.
Well,
the 19th. The
problem was is like they had me like going to return markets. Like I've been in Orange County twice in the last year. And
is it good?
Yeah, the first time, but I mean it's like people are going to come out to watch me do the same material, you know? So it's like I don't want to just like
You want to wait and then yeah.
Yeah, you wait because if people come out and see you twice and they see you do like relatively the same act, then if you come out a third time, they're going to be like, oh, he's just going to do that shit again.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just need to get off, you know, but yeah, they had me going back to Portland and I mean, really, I didn't want to do a special for a long time because it's like, this is just an hour I'm doing on stage, you know, there's nothing like unique about it, you know, but it's like solely as a motivating factor to write a new hour, it's like that's like good enough of a reason to do it.
It is fun to get rid of all that shit. I mean, I thought when I was recording it, I was like, I'm not ever gonna want to let go of this stuff. It's my favorite. And now I'm like, I never want to tell the
story. Oh, no, I hated all the material. I hated doing it the weekend I did this.
Back. Really?
I was already tired of it. I should have done it a year ago. I mean, it's only gotten worse.
Yeah.
It hasn't gotten better.
It wasn't new stuff? Topical stuff?
A mix and match of like, it was basically just what I put together when I started touring again because the podcast was ending.
Yeah.
And then I tried to trim out as much of the topical stuff as possible and like make it as evergreen as I possibly could. Because when I started touring in March of last year, it was like the Oscars.
Oh, yeah.
Slap thing and the, you know, like January 6th stuff. And like, you can't put that in a special.
People are putting COVID shit in their specials. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I did. I had to mention that a little bit.
What'd you say?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't really want to go.
Like vaccine stuff or like COVID?
Yeah,
stuff?
Sort of.
Yeah.
I guess just the angle being like there was no. There's no kind of like space culturally to just be somebody that was too lazy to get the vaccine. It was such a divisive thing that you either were like, oh, fuck no. Or,
yeah.
You know, you can't just be like, I just don't want to go to Walgreens.
Yeah, that's a good political take. There were people who were doing it where, I mean, I just saw a special that came out recently and it was like all about the, they were like talking about what it was like to be at home and stuff. And I was like, I never want to hear about this again.
Yeah, people don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
That's half the reason to do the specials is I don't have to talk about any of that shit anymore.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll see. It'll come out. Steven's editing it. I'll get my eyes on it over the next month. And who knows? I don't really give a fuck.
I'm trying to do like a scary hour next where I talk about when you're growing up and you're afraid you're going to be a kid fucker and stuff like that. Like I'm trying to do an hour that's not like shocker. Like right now I'm like, Muslim. I had sex with a Muslim. You know what I mean? And I'm like doing a Muslim impression. Yeah, yeah. And then I'm trying to do an hour next that's like shocking because it's the mental terrors. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this one was very like, I think I did a lot of stuff about Down syndrome, trans, a lot of, all the trans stuff. When
I yeah.
Did.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like comedy, too. You talk about culture war bullshit, which used to be fine because it wasn't everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there was the news and then there was comedy. And then everything else, like any other art form, those ideas could be expressed, but through like some degree of like sublimation or like interpretation. And now just every piece of media is like, it's fucking bad to have bad opinions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's like, all right. And then I don't want to hear it. Like, I don't want to, like, I just, not that I did this again. It's like, not even I disagree with anything.
Well, I went to Austin and every comic was doing this thing where they'd get up on stage and they'd be like, I wish that I was a woman so I could beat the shit out of gay people. It was like so edgelordy. All of Austin was like, yeah. I was like, I'll say the N-word right now. It was yeah. Like, and then people would like die laughing or they would be
remember
like,
Jeff Bridges?
It wasn't Jeffrey.
I wish I was a woman. I'd beat up gay people.
I swear to God, that was a direct quote. That's a direct quote. Yeah. I wish I was a woman so I could beat the shit out of gay people. That was, and people were like, ah! It's really.
Are they under the impression that that's not a crime?
It's just, it's like.
Do they think that like the police would be like, can't help you, pal. It's a woman.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, like 1800s. Yeah. Well, you said a woman hit you, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
A woman shot you in the face for being a fag. Yeah. I can't help you there, buddy.
There's nothing in the legal books here. I'm afraid a chimpanzee is allowed to commit a hate crime. As long as he's got that gorilla costume on, there's nothing we can do to prosecute.
A woman got 3/4 of brain, which makes her legally an amoeba. She allowed to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the whole thing, it's like Tony Hinchcliffe Rogan style humor, and it's like the whole comedy mothership is like, it's like a laser tag place that's being run by toddlers. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would like to just do like just the bullshit fucking, like the type of comedy you start doing when you start doing comedy, which is just like, really banal observational stuff.
Yeah, really fun. But people don't. I tried to do a joke yesterday about how I was like, when you go to the doctor, you get surgery, and the anesthesiologist comes in, and he's like, hi. And he's not dressed in scrubs at all. He's just like a guy named Derek, and he's just a billionaire. And he's like, I'm going to give you a tiny thing and then leave and take all your money. Mm-hmm. But then you go to the dentist, and they're like, we're going to put you under in the dent. And you're like, bring in the guy.
Derek?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And he's like, it's just me. You know what I mean?
I'm also the lawyer. Yeah. I'm a character from 5 seconds ago. I'm both a shitty prosecutor and a dentist.
Yeah, and people just like, as soon as you say, what I said last night that worked is I said I went on a date with an anesthesiologist, and then people would listen. But if I just was like, what's with these anesthesia? You know, people were just like, observation, no go.
Yeah. You know who I always liked, and I I'm going to forget his name.
Yeah.
Remember the Ryan, like, O'Flannery? Ryan, his L.A. comic. He was part of that Dead Kevin sketch group. Ryan, fuck, god damn it.
I don't know anybody's name.
Yeah, I forget people's. Do you know what's crazy? You know how fucking bad my brain's gotten? I couldn't remember Michael Caine's name for like 30 minutes, but I could remember his birth name, which is Maurice Micklewhite. And I had to Google what is Maurice Micklewhite's name.
But sometimes that happens to me with like words. Like I'm like, is meet? Do you say I'm going to meet this? I meet or I met? You know what I mean? Like sometimes it's that simple where it's like full retardation.
Ryan O'Flanagan. He's an LA comic. But I mean, I would just see him at Mike's in LA. But he's like a very funny joke writer. And then it's all just like clever.
Observations about things around you.
Yeah, observations and stuff. I'm not going to do his bits.
Well, what about the comedian that sounds like this? You've seen him, leather jacket, had cancer. He's like, his cadence is like, have you been?
You ever have cancer?
Yeah, it is like that. Guess have you been? One? You've had cancer once and hopefully not again. That's his cadence. That is what he sounds like.
Is you know the New guy? York
Eric
comic?
Something?
Oh, Eric, what's his name? Eric Cancer. Eric Cancerberg.
Our name is Eric Cancer. There it is. That's what it sounds like.
Eric Cancerberg.
Yes.
No, I used to know him because he would put, when I first moved to New York, I was friends with him and I would do a show at Cobra Club all the time.
Yeah.
But then he got cancer and I saw him at a bar and he looked like he was going to die.
Everybody got ready for him to die.
Yeah, we
and
did
then
that.
Then he just got like hot.
Big charity show. And then, yeah, he went to the gym 4 times. He beat cancer somehow. Yeah, I remember that. He was like, I saw him and he looked like fucking Uncle Fester, dude. He's like fucking the chemo. He's like completely, and he's like just drinking in the basement of the creek in the cave, which I'm like, there's no way this place is making your cancer better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, but it did. No, it cured him.
No, this Rebecca whole thing's Trent filled with him. Diarrhea and radon. I don't know what you, like, to get out of here.
Have you done the one in the...
And then he went to Blink and fucking did incline sit-ups on Instagram one time.
He went to Hot Topic and Blink back and
forth.
Yeah,
yeah. He's like, turns out I didn't have cancer at all. It's just...
It turns out I didn't have cancer at all.
It was just open mics that were doing it to me. Yeah, well, he's like a one-liner comic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he has good observations.
I guess it's like it's hard to describe what O'Flanagan did, but like every single joke, I would watch him. And I'd be like, I wish I could do comedy like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Trying to think of somebody like that. There are people who you're like you see the world in a way that has zero filter of yourself. You know what I mean? Like they'll see something and be like, that doesn't make any sense here.
Right, and it's things that make perfect sense.
Yeah.
It's like people that have like true comedian brain. I guess Kurt's like that.
Kurt is like that.
Yeah, one of my favorite Kurt stories is, and then people are going to fact check me on this, I'm not sure, but I don't know, it was on Race Wars one time, and there was a conversation, I don't know how it got there, but it was about like lobsters, and whether or not lobsters feel pain, and there's like a famous David Foster Wallace essay about going to Maine for the Lobster Fest, and this like... you know, he belabors this like metaphysical question about what pain is and whether lobsters feel it because, you know, they say, oh, they scream, but it's actually just air being released from the thing. And it's like, is it just like we understand what pain is and we know that if we were a lobster, this would cause pain. So it's not good to inflict anything that we would perceive as pain because it damages us, you know. And then I'm not sure it's ever addressed in the essay by this, like, fucking snooty, you know, like, intellect bro. Mm-hmm. But Kurt one time was just like, he's like, of course lobsters feel pain. All they do is pinch for a living. You're not going to tell me something that pinches for a living doesn't know what pain is.
For a living.
Yeah, right.
For a living. That's right, how they make their...
Yeah, that's their job is to pinch things.
Yeah.
It's just... The thinking, I mean, because it's like, that's not, the pinchers to crack open hermit crab shells or something.
Yeah.
That Kurt would see a lobster and think that the lobster is like, well, I'm just here to pinch.
Cause pain. Yeah, I just want to make people have microscopic amounts of pain.
Yeah, just pinch people on the beach.
Yeah, like, I just want to lightly kick
right,
people
like
in the shins.
Like on a baby's sand bucket. That's like, yeah, like yeah. That's what's in his mind. This is a cartoon lobster pinching things. But yeah, the fact that there was that like essay and then, it doesn't really address that. But I guess that's just sort of like, you know, what I always liked about Kurt and the way his mind works.
His half hour, he recorded the same night I did.
I'm sure it's like amazing.
It's so good. Yeah. His whole thing about Ukrainian war curing, solving COVID.
Yeah.
Where he's like, there's one part where he yells. He's like, you see somebody wearing a mask and you're like, we're not doing that anymore. And he just lets loose. It's so good. He's really good. But when we were in the green room, he would be right here telling me like an insane conspiracy about Ukraine, about the government, about all these things. Mm. And somebody would come in and be like, hey, just making sure you guys need makeup. And he would like just ice them out, never stop looking at me. And then when I was done, he'd be like, anyway, what I was like, he'd be climbing up into my eardrum being like, and yeah. I just feel like the Ukrainian war is only a wait a minute. And he could not, there was no turning it off at any point. Yeah. They'd be like, hey, you're going on in 3 minutes. And he'd be like, and Putin, yeah. It was good.
Yeah, he gets fired up. I mean, I haven't seen him, you know, me and him used to be pretty good friends, but after he moved to L.A.,
crazy that he lives in L.A.
I talk to him like once a year, yeah. Well, that seems to be, the move is like, people move to L.A. when their career in New York is done one way or the other. Either you've maxed out what you can do in New York or the bottom fell out.
Yeah.
And he had that, you know, I mean, Amy threw him under the fucking bus on Charlie Rose.
What happened?
Well, you know, it was like, what was that, 2014, 2015? It was when all this culture war stuff started infecting comedy, I guess. And Kurt would just get into arguments on Facebook. And then he started picking fights with, it was actually Sadie Doyle originally. Sadie Doyle went to a Sam Morril show. And Sam Morril was like, you know.
Who's Sadie Doyle?
But she wrote for, like, what, Tiger Beat or something?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. She's like an online, like, you know, like a feminist writer,
yeah.
I guess, with, like, distinctly liberal politics. And I guess went to a Sam Morril show and wrote something about Sam Morril and like took his jokes out of context to like paint him in the worst light possible. And it's like relaying stuff as if they weren't jokes.
Yeah. You
know? And like comics hadn't really dealt with that yet. Like this was like one of the first instances of people going after comedians on the internet for things that they say and do.
Right.
So certainly for somebody like Kurt, who's like spent so much time in the world of comedy or whatever, it's like around that same time was the first time they had Lindy West on the W. Kamau Bell show, and they had her debate like Jim Norton.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, and then
this is when they started making comedians into journalist type people. They started making them into
Not really. It's like they got into this weird like thing where it was sort of a bizarre showing because Jim's like just sort of presenting the point that seems to make sense in a comedian's mind, and then Lindy's just hitting him with the same array of, you know, like complaints that anyways, the point is Sadie Doyle wrote this thing about Sam Morril, and then Kurt started telling people, he's like posting online that he is Sadie Doyle, that he made up the character Sadie Doyle or whatever, and that
that's
she's
awesome.
Not real.
Yeah.
And then I guess that had some kind of backlash, and then Sadie was very angry about that. So she was on the warpath against Kurt.
That's crazy to be angry about it.
I have no idea. I mean, you know.
And did he make a fake account with a face?
I don't know how far he went. I mean, this is also, this is almost 10 years ago now, so it's like kind of like pressing my memory.
Yeah.
But that's where it started with him and them, and then he would get into it with Lindy online, and at one point, I think the final straw for him, because he was like, you know, the same thing as Ari. It's like, just don't apologize. And then he's like, well, I didn't really do anything, you know? It's like, I'm allowed to argue with people.
Mm-hmm.
And it never really, like, blew up into anything. It was just, like, just arguments on Facebook. And then, yeah, the real thing was when Aaron Glazer accusations that, what was it, UCB?
Yeah.
That whole thing, because the way that started with the Aaron Glazer thing was like, that was a Facebook post that was like, hey everyone, I heard that somebody at UCB told me that Aaron Glazer is a rapist.
Yeah.
And even I was like, what do you mean somebody, it like blew up this whole thing. It's like, there's not even an accusation here. This is a rumor about somebody.
Right.
I mean, like, this is like, there needs to be more information.
Wasn't it this girl? Wasn't the person like, hey, the victim doesn't want to say anything, so I'll say it. He's a rapist.
It was in another level further than that.
Oh, really? It was like my buddy's buddy said.
The victim said something to somebody at UCB, And then there was a screenshot of a message from a person at UCB who was like also anonymous. And then that was like relayed to, I mean, there was like all of these levels to it.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't just like, there's no, like, it's not clear what you're even canceling for. Just like this association with this idea that some kind of like sex crime was committed.
My friend went into a Apple store where he was working.
Yeah.
And was like, I walked in and he was working there. So I immediately walked out and I'll never go to Apple again. And I'm like, I think it's punishment. And I mean, he's working at an Apple store. He's not doing comedy.
That, do you think that was a diversity hire for them? Because Apple's like, look, we kind of really tapped out with, like, I went to an Apple store one time and, because, you know, they were like the first company that were like, we want our fucking store to look like a fucking, like an advertisement for, you know, like
alien abduction.
A regional bank.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Like, it's just fucking every guy. We got a Chinese guy. We got a wheelchair.
Oh, fucking, the UN. Yeah, totally. You know?
And I went into one time and there was like a white lady there, just a regular white lady. And I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Did I just walk into the AT&T?
No, and then I look over and she's like,
oh my God. Oh my God. Lovely.
That's too good. But yeah, I mean, that's what you think that they were like, look, we got everything. Like, how
I
about,
thought they figured out that if they hire a lot of Indian and Chinese people, they're just going to do a better job. I think that's what
about,
they did.
How about
there's one about black guy in there and he's like stock man.
We get not only a white guy, but one that's been multiple ag rape accusations as a diversity.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but anyway, so that happened, and then Kurt would, like, really get into it. Like, he was, like, mad that the, you know, he would, like, get into it with people on Facebook. Like, he's like, you can't just, like, fucking cancel somebody, making that same argument. It's like, maybe a step further saying, oh, the police, like, if there's an act, like, either tell the police or shut up, which, you know, I don't really agree with, but.
Yeah.
You know, the, like, just, like, four levels of hearsay is where the thing started. And then that was it. That did it. That blew up. An article got written about him that finally got some traction. And then Amy Schumer had to go on Charlie Rose that week for whatever reason. There was people calling because the headlines were Amy Schumer's writer for Inside Amy Schumer defends rapist. You know, it was like stuff like that. And so Amy goes on Charlie Rose and Charlie Rose is like, what's the deal with you and Dawson rape culture on your show? You know, and she's like, Kurt's my friend and I love him, but he needs to shut up. Like, she's like, yeah, basically just fucking. She's like, I also want to make it clear that Kurt is not a writer on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was like, you know, after too, he defended her because, you know, all the Compound Media guys, like the sort of, they would always go after her for stealing jokes, and Kurt would like very aggressively defend, you know, Amy for not being a joke thief.
Mm.
So that was kind of fucked up.
Is she a joke thief?
I don't think so. I don't think people actually.
I don't know
actually,
if anybody is a joke thief. Yeah.
It's not.
I've seen so many people be like, that's my joke. And I'm like, I just said, what? Who came up to me? Oh, yeah, I have a joke where I'm like.
Especially with the internet now. The internet proved that it's like, nothing has ever been anything more than like parallel
thinking.
Although
Rafi Bastos. Every joke he puts on the internet, this is crazy. Like a million influencers.
Here's how checked out I'm from comedy that used, like, if you're like, make up a fake comedian name.
Yeah.
Although Rafi Bastos.
He's new, he's not newish, but he's a Brazil famous guy who moved here. And this guy, it's actually hilarious. I made him show me the other day. He'll post a clip of him being like, how come when you say he, she, or I dance, you dance, but he dances. Is he dancing more than me? Like, and he puts these like adorable little like I don't understand English clips up, and then just like every immigrant influencer rips it off like verbatim and gets like a billion views.
That's awesome.
It's really funny.
I'd like to see more Indian people TikTok stealing N-word heavy material from black comedians.
Yeah,
and posting it on TikTok.
I saw somebody who was in blackface in another country. They did a whole, and he was just pretending to be Kendrick and saying the N-word over and over.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's really good stuff.
It's really hard for me to align with the blackface thing.
How can I like stand-up comedy ever again when I can go online and I can find people in Singapore?
Even that baby smoking a cigarette does it for me.
Doing country music karaoke.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing. Nothing has made me laugh harder in the last six months more than the fucking Asian guy doing. You know, have you seen this?
What did he do?
Asian.
Remember that toddler that would just smoke rip cigs?
Yeah.
I go back to that guy every time.
Josh Turner, karaoke, Asian guy. See, the problem is there's so many of them. Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights on. It's such a good video. Anyways, I'm not going to be able to find it. Because it's on TikTok. I don't have TikTok. Well, folks, that'll do it. You want to plug anything?
Just subscribe to my YouTube because my half hour is coming out on the 19th.
Awesome. Guys, Saturday I'll be in Boston. Otherwise, I'll hopefully... Ginsburg, do we have an episode for Monday?
Maybe.
Okay, maybe I'll see you Monday, and otherwise, see you next week, folks. Thanks. Good night.
Whoa.
Oh, you haven't seen that before.
I haven't seen it. The lights go down?
Yeah. Maybe lock them doors and turn them high.
I've been listening to this.